SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. retail sales grew last month.
The Commerce Department reports an increase in November of 0.7%. That's 0.2% better than October's number. November's jump in retail sales includes the early phase of the winter holiday shopping season. The news about the boost in spending also comes as the Fed begins its two-day policy meeting with its announcement tomorrow whether it might cut its key interest rate for a third time this year. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says 2025 will be a busy one on Capitol Hill.
We know that we're just getting started, and there is so much ahead of us. We're excited about beginning the new Congress in January. We're eager for what's ahead. We have a lot to do. As we said on the campaign trail all year, and I said in this room many times, we have to fix everything.
Johnson and other House Republican leaders addressed reporters today on Capitol Hill. The Federal Trade Commission will soon require hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promoters to disclose any fees up front when they list prices. The FTC said that consumers are often surprised by so-called junk fees, including resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other extra charges. That rule will go into effect in 120 days. In more consumer news, a company that sells replacement winter tires recalling more than 500,000 of them in the U.S. because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Chingzem Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three Peak Mountain Snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. Owners will be notified starting February 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow down 320 points, the NASDAQ Composite off 59. This is SRN News. America's college professors are afraid.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life laws. Prescriptions like these, made online and over the phone, are a key reason that the number of abortions has increased across the country. This is SRN News. In health news, correspondent Julie Walker is reporting thousands of people in Connecticut are going to be getting their medical debt canceled. That's thanks to a new innovative program.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden, you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.